Dear Cheap Astronomy, does the universe rotate, and could this explain the Hubble tension? Well, probably no, and no, but let's do the groundwork. The universe's beginning is mysterious enough to allow for lots of potential scenarios. For reasons unknown, nearly 14 billion years ago, a ridiculously hot and dense volume that should have just collapsed into a black hole instead expanded outwards at a ridiculously fast rate and became the universe. So, what the heck? Why not add some spin to the story? But what constrains any potential scenarios like this is current observational evidence. If space-time had expanded outwards with spin, and the universe's contents had spun along with it, then everything should have a preferential motion in the direction of that spin. There would also be gravitational drag working against the initial spin momentum so that less dense patches of matter would move ahead of more dense patches of matter. So with all that going on, the last thing you'd expect to see is isotropy in the cosmic microwave background, the CMB. However, isotropy, that is, sameness, is seen in the CMB wherever we look. If there was rotation in play, rather than everything just expanding straight outwards, then neither the CMB nor the current universe's contents would look the same wherever we look. Space-time rotation is allowed within the Einstein field equations, a well-known solution being called the Gödel metric. But giving space-time a high rate of rotation creates some weird torsions that would alter the motion of matter within it. Indeed, those extreme torsions could even allow you to move back in time. But of course, none of the expected effects of the Gödel metric are observed in the real universe. Nonetheless, rotation advocates argue that the universe could still be rotating by just a tiny bit, so you wouldn't see all the weird timey-wimey stuff. What you might still see is a small effect on light paths at cosmic scales. And that is where the rotation idea might help with the Hubble tension. So, let's recap the Hubble tension. The current expansion rate of the universe can be calculated from observation of standard candles, like Cepheid variables and type 1a supernovae, where their brightness tells you their distance and their redshift tells you how fast they are moving away from you. And putting all that together gives you a current expansion rate of 73 kilometers per second per megaparsec. But the expansion rate can also be calculated from baryonic acoustic oscillations. In the small, dense, early universe, prior to release of the CMB, there was a photon-baryon soup with no empty spaces, which, like any fluid, supported sound conduction. After all, sound waves are really just pressure waves in a medium, and you would expect a lot of sound in something that did all start with a Big Bang. The largest observable sound wave in the CMB, called the sound horizon, represents the distance a sound wave could travel from the Big Bang to recombination, which is when the CMB was released. So it is like a standard candle, but with a standard size rather than a standard brightness, so it's really a standard ruler. Armed with that, and the known redshift of CMB photons, you can then calculate another measure of the current expansion rate. But instead of 73, it's 67 kilometers per second per megaparsec. It's this discrepancy that's called the Hubble tension. A recent paper proposing that universal rotation could account for the 73 to 67 difference provides a calculation showing that you could bring the standard candle measure down to 67 kilometers per second per megaparsec by assuming a slow universal rotation, since that rotation would alter the light paths of distant supernovae, affecting both distance and redshift estimates. Trouble is, there is no observational evidence for the slow universal rotation that's proposed. Indeed, all the observational evidence currently available pretty much rules out the slow rotation that's proposed. Of course, you could call the Hubble tension itself evidence of the proposal, but you'd have to ignore all the other evidence to do that. As we've said here before, while the Hubble tension could point to new physics and a new standard model for the universe, given the truckload of assumptions upon which both the supernovae and CMB calculations are based, there is still plenty of room for the Hubble tension to be resolved by new data. So, as always, we suggest you just watch this space.